Joining me today on CFBS Radio is the mayor of the municipality of Blaine-Sablon, Wanda Beaudoin. Hi, Wanda.
Good afternoon, Abigail.
Good afternoon. So I thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. I know there's a lot of information that happened over the weekend from the press release given by the CIS de la Côte-Nord regarding an airline employee that had tested positive for COVID-19, and this employee was on the Lower North Shore for a short duration. Can you talk a little bit about this, Wanda?
Yes, not a problem, Abigail. I just want to let the population know I was called on this file Saturday morning, early in the morning, by the director of the CIS. The reason I was called, because the situation was occurring in my municipality, so the information was told to me early Saturday morning. However, this information was not shared because I did not have detailed information at this time, because the inquiry was not done and the evaluation of the contacts and all that were not done. I did not want to stress the population with this without having more information to give to the population. So the CIS did their evaluation. They were supposed to put out their press release that night. They met with all the mayors around 5 o'clock after they did their inquiry and their investigation. They met with us as mayors. They gave us an overall of the situation. A press release was supposed to come out that night, but for some reason it only came out the next day because it was not approved by the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing was, too, I know there was a lot of fear, a lot of questions, a lot of anxiety around the situation on Saturday. However, I chose not to share anything because I did not have information to share, and I didn't want to increase the anxiety because giving a little bit of information is worse than not giving enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the reason that no information was shared until the investigation was completed by public health.
And maybe, too, can we mention, because a lot of people were saying, well, the press release was very vague, but due to confidentiality, we can't say the airline's name or the role that this employee played in the airline or anything because it's confidential.
Definitely not, because nobody wants to contract COVID. Nobody wants COVID. However, if you got COVID, it's a medical problem. So therefore, medical issues cannot be divulged as confidential information. So therefore, you cannot mention person's name. I've seen on social media, we should say who it is and all that. I'm just coming back that if that was you, would you want your name to be all over social media? Would you like to be stated on social media that you have COVID? Like, we cannot do that because the CIS will get in trouble for confidentiality, because we have to respect the person's anonymity in this because it's so important and we have to respect them. The CIS did put out a press release on Sunday morning. And in the press release, what they had stated is that there was one person that was tested positive for COVID. There were four other people that were tested. Their tests came back negative. However, they were in isolation until they were retested again. So that's the information we were shared, and that's the information that we received.
Wanda, a lot of people that flew in the past week, they're very concerned. Can you talk a little bit about this and what kind of discussion you had had with the CIS on this topic?
What we were told by the public health doctor that met with us, the risk factors for those people, and I'm just repeating what I was told, I'm not a doctor, and I don't want to pretend I am one, I'm repeating what was said. Those people that flew on the plane, the risk factors were very low. In the press release, it wrote negligible, but when we validate that, that means that it was very low. So the people that were in direct contact with the person that were at higher risk or moderate risk was contacted by public health. However, the people that flew on the plane, we were told by public health doctors, the risk factors were very low, so therefore they were not contacted.
And maybe we should mention as well, Wanda, for those who did travel still and are concerned, anyone can request to be tested. They can contact public health and explain the situation, and public health will reach out to their local health center and arrange a COVID testing, correct?
Yes, for sure. And also, if you're preoccupied, you got that number, you can call the COVID number as well. It's publicized everywhere. If you are nervous, you are anxious, and you are preoccupied, you can call there and get some information as well. So that is extremely important. So I think this was a wake-up call for all of us in this region, because we did not have no cases in the region before. So our guards are down a little bit too. I think we all have to live in the community as if the COVID is here and take all the necessary precautions, because it could happen any time that somebody comes back positive with a COVID test. So to me, it's very important that people practice all the directives given by public health so that people can stay safe, because we have to protect ourselves there.
Important to note, ladies and gentlemen, this interview was given by Mayor Wanda Beaudoin yesterday on Monday, November the 2nd. This morning at 10 o'clock, November the 3rd, Mayor Beaudoin updated us, telling us that Santé Publique is continuing their epidemiological survey in regards to this COVID-19 case of an airline employee that was working on the Lower North Shore, as new information has arisen. So CFBS will continue to follow this story and try to bring you more information.